senior year for some people is the most important year they have experienced. In senior year, you are not a teenager anymore. You start planning your future. You learn how to be independent than before, and you choose the college you wanted to be in. It's a turning point for lots of things. You may leave your family, leave the place you have stayed for years, and start a new life with new people. So here are three seniors in Westside who would like to share their thoughts and experiences about senior year.
I learned how to be an independent person in high school, and that although your teachers and peers are there to help you and guide you, there are things that you have to do on your own in order to be successful. And I learned how to be a more independent person who figures out things for themselves. I feel like for the last stage of senior year, you start realizing that you're not going to be around people anymore and that you're not going to see some people again. And sometimes it's good because you want to meet new people, but sometimes it's bad, or like it makes you sad because you're going to miss people. So you spend more time with those that you're going to miss when you're gone, and you try to make as many more memories. If I didn't go to this school, and also doing activities like such as theater in school and choir and stuff like that, and even classes that I had a hard time in, I learned what classes I should take, as in I will be most successful in classes that I'm just not so successful in, and so that's going to help me in college. And so I think the best experience is honestly meeting awesome people that are awesome. My plan after high school is to go to college and live life to the fullest, because anything can happen, and just to appreciate life and all of its beauty.
I plan on going to college, hopefully somewhere very warm. Everyone talks about senioritis and being very calm about going to classes and not worrying a lot, but I think that the college application process is pretty stressful, especially when you have school that goes along with it. So maybe when college application processes are over, then maybe I'll get senioritis and actually not worry too much. I want to thank my friends for being there for me, and my teachers especially, because I think it must be pretty hard maintaining a whole classroom and teaching a lot of students.
Maybe because I want to construct cities in the future better, and maybe I will work in an architecture office and design buildings. Is there anyone you want to say thanks especially? I want to say thanks to my host family of my junior year, especially because it was my first time in the US, and they really taught me a lot. Anyway, they are like another real family for me. Best experience so far in high school was last year when I was an exchange student in Tucson, Arizona. I went on cruise with my whole family, and that was really fun.